I would like that Mr. Mohammad Mahfoud from Denmark is now speaking to us on truth versus propaganda, the situation in Syria. Mr. Mahfoud is the president of the Danish-Syrian Friendship Society.
Thank you for everybody. For the first, I will ask you to excuse my English because I used to talk in Danish or in Arabic, but I will do my best. For the first, I am not involved in the government in Syria. We don't get any money from Syria. We don't have nothing to do with the Syrian government. We are doing all this only for our love to our country and our Syrian people in Syria. And we think that the media in the West are not fair in this conflict. They are only looking from the one side and that's what they call oppositions. But we have another meaning in this conflict. And what is strange now is nobody wants to listen what Syrians want. That it becomes the conflict in Syria. It becomes a conflict for Sarkozy and Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And nobody wants to hear what Syrians people want in Syria. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here and for the opportunity to tell you about the situation in Syria these days. My whole family lives in Syria, parents and sisters, brothers. I'm in daily contact with them and also with other family members, friends and others. Last year, I traveled several times to Syria, both with journalists and other and on my own. I traveled to different places in Syria, talked to different people from different groups. On the street, I got a good idea of what is going on and also from talking to the Patriarch, Bishop, Grand Mufti, supporters and opponents of the government. Let's start with what is going on in Brave and how it all started. It started last March, almost a year ago, with demonstration. We have to separate between the peaceful and the violent demonstrations. In some cities where there were smaller demonstrations of peaceful demonstrators who asked for faster reforms. This was accepted by the government and there became a national dialogue. Then there are the violent demonstrations. This started in Dara, a smaller town at the border with Jordan. What at the first seemed to be peaceful suddenly changed nature. We heard about people being shot at. In the news, we heard that the police security people shot at peaceful demonstrators, while others said that there were persons who shot at both demonstrators and security people. We soon found out that there was a strange third element. Someone wanted to make it a violent conflict, using the different religious sects as fuel. Also, it became clear that there were many foreign actors, both countries and groups and individuals. Money, satellite phones, huge amount of money, and weapons were smuggled inside. Terrible crimes against civilians started to happen, something absolutely unusual in Syria. These crimes had a certain pattern wherever they happened. The victims were sometimes from one sect, sometimes from another. But the brutality was the same and the crimes videotaped their acts and sent it to Al Jazeera and other channels. The unrest always happened in the areas where extremists and social problems were mixed up. Also, we saw that the whole cyberspace was well established already from the start. One day, there was nothing, and the next day, huge groups, pages, etc., were all over. All closely attached to the Muslim Brotherhood abroad, even they had so-called human rights groups that no one knew of, but became far more important than all the established international human rights groups. The so-called human rights group I talk about is the so-called Human Rights Observatory based in London. It became from the beginning the only source that media in the West used. Rarely they had something from the established owns, but always not confirmed. At the same time, the media in the West use Al Jazeera and Barada, based in London, run by the Muslim Brotherhood and certain other figures, and financed by the U.S. administration, as their main source together with YouTube. Actors in the conflict in Syria. First, we have the split up what we Western media call the opposition. The real opposition, non-violent, two armed groups, violent, include many Al-Qaeda fighters, third, so-called exiles. There is only one opposition. It is based in Syria. It has nothing to do with the so-called revolution. The opposition has condemned the foreign actors. The government and the opposition are having constructive dialogues about the reforms. The referendum next week is one of their results. The media in the West also doesn't listen to them. Then we have the armed groups in the border cities next to Lebanon, Homs, and Turkey. In these groups, we see mostly foreign fighters from, for example, extremists such as Al-Qaeda and French and British forces, and other nationalities with a high percentage from Turkey, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Libya. Al-Qaeda and Lebanon terrorists are playing a key role in the horrible crimes to civilian and security personnel. Also in terror acts, such as the terror bomb in Damascus and Aleppo. Especially Qatar and Saudi Arabia are financing the whole attack on Syria. One of the key players in the Lebanese Saad Hariri and the Saudi Prince Bandar. Then we have figures mainly in the West who may have more or less Syrian blood in their veins. These are the ones that the West is trying to put up front. These are again mostly people from the Muslim Brotherhood. Wherever we look, we always end among extremists and certain Western administration. Today, Homs as a center, Homs is next to Lebanon from where armed groups and weapons are being smuggled into the area called Bab Amro. The other areas in Homs have no problems, but the people are feeling unsafe because of the armed gangs in the town. The armed gangs in Bab Amro have committed terrible crimes on civilians, public figures, and security people. Also, they keep civilians hostage in Bab Amro. So one relatively small area where armed, mainly extremists, Al-Qaeda, are terrorizing people in a country with 23 million is now getting the whole West in action. We Syrians support democracy, reforms, and believe in our President Bashar al-Assad and his promise of reforms. We will survive those conspiracies against us, we will get a free democratic selection on 2014, and the Syrian people will respect that selection. Thank you for everyone.